This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No! No, not ready. Not ready to start the broadcast week. It's a holiday week, Super Don. What are we doing? It's Independence Day week. We need to... Well, we're going to celebrate all week, no matter what. What?
I thought you were celebrating Canada Day, because today is actually Canada Day.
Oh, no, it's Cannabis Day here on the Robert Scott Bell.
Well, here on this show, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got Stuart Topp scheduled today to kick off our broadcast week. Real awesome updates on CBD and cannabis and hemp and all the like.
Well, and Canada can celebrate Cannabis Day, too, though, because they just legalized it, right?
Yeah, starting on October, I think, the 17th, it's going to be a full-on.
That's
so,
right.
In violation of the treaty, which upset Putin and Russia, which, by the way, congratulations, Russia! Russia just beat Spain. They said they're calling it the biggest upset in the knockout round ever.
Oh, yeah. You're still talking about that soccer thing.
I like the World Cup. I do.
All right.
My team,
whatever.
Croatia, is later. My adopted team, Croatia. Now, of course, the people on the left are going to go, oh, see, he's a Putin sympathizer. He wants Russia to run the world because he just said congratulations to the Russian soccer team. Oh, shut your pie hole. You can't. It's sports, man. Enjoy it. The host team, be cool. All right? Be cool. Anyway, sorry about that, Spain. I know we've got some listeners in Spain. But big upset. But you know what? It's upsetting. No, it's not. I don't know whether it's upsetting or not. My son celebrated his buddy Thomas's birthday today. 18, all right? My son's already 18, six months in. Anyway, guess what he did for the 18th birthday celebration? This morning, got up early. He went up in a plane at 13,500 feet and jumped out of it.
What?
Yeah. Yes, I know. They went skydiving. I'm like, dude, didn't I raise you better not to jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
I know, right?
And he's like, he came back, Dad, it was awesome. You got to go. Like, were you scared? No, not at all. That I didn't even lose my belly. Like, geez, man.
So he's issued you the challenge. Will you accept?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. I got better things to do. I don't need to be jumping out of airplanes and tempting fate. But I'm happy for him and his buddy, and that he's probably wanting to go again. Now it's an addiction. We'll have to talk to Michael Badnarik about that, because he's an avid, jumping out of airplane kind of guy, too. And we get together and we do our annual Independence Day celebration spectacular on the Robert Scott Bell Show every year. So that's coming up this week. Oh, my gosh, there's some cool stuff happening. Really cool stuff. By the way, the free, what is it? What do we call it? Like the freest drug of all time or something like that? We've got a big deal that we're going to wrap
wonder
up
drug.
Today. The Wonder Drug. We have come up with the Wonder Drug. It's acknowledged now. And we're going to reveal that at the end of the show, all right? Don't be sneak peeking at robertscottbell.com. And by the way, you can make fun of me if you're watching me on YouTube now. I shaved partially, only partially. My cheeks and my neck, I just got this thing, I don't know what they call it, a goatee or something. It's not real. It's pretend. It's just silly. I'm just doing it for laughs. Kicks and giggles, as they call it. I won't say what it, whatever they really call it.
That's a good variation. That's an FCC-friendly one, yeah.
That one's a World Cup kicks and giggles. There you go. That's how we found it out. Okay, so let's go into our first story since y'all are going, well, when are you going to talk about the health stuff, Robert? Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to California with a K. The leftist California Democrat Socialist Party of California controlling the medical industry at the state level there, making and mandating vaccines for all kids who want to go to private or public schools, targeting homeschoolers eventually. You know they don't like them there. And what about the doctors who dare to support a parent's right to say, you know what, I don't think this is right for my child, this vaccination thing. The doctors that actually go, yeah, no, I'm with you, have to write what's known as a medical exemption. And they said it. Senator Richard Dickey Band said, no, we're not going to be scrutinizing doctors. Doctors have the authority. And whatever, they can figure it out. It's a doctor-patient relationship. Except it's not. It never has been. It's about third-party interveners in the doctor-patient relationship via licensure. Ask for permission. That which grants you that permission can take it away at their pleasure, not yours. And that's what's happened, or the attacks or threats on Dr. Bob Sears. Have we ever interviewed? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Robert Sears, Dr. Bob Sears. Have we ever interviewed him? I just have a vague memory that
I believe we have.
So he's been the subject of controversy ever since the board threatened to revoke his medical license when he was accused of wrongfully writing a doctor's note for a two-year-old boy that exempted him from required vaccinations after the boy's mother told him that previous vaccines made the boy's body limp and caused him to lose urinary functions. Okay? So apparently, parents who self-report ailments and illnesses and disasters after previous vaccinations, it's irrelevant. The doctor could go, well, that's pretty serious, ma'am. Well, I think that earns you an exemption. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Well, let's do a genetic test. Do they have one? Well, they got the MTHFR, but do they even acknowledge it? I mean, what is the litmus? What is the level at which a doctor has the autonomy to say, you know what, I've consulted with this patient and this child, and I do not believe it's in the best interest of this child to receive the vaccines. Here's a medical exemption. Like, whoa. We can't let you do that, Dr. Sears. That might open the floodgates for other doctors to get these same ideas that they can actually consult with parents. Parents can self-report. And my gosh, what do the parents know? Right? They're just parents. They're not medical doctors. They don't have the ability to scrutinize the way medical doctors don't. By the way, they don't scrutinize. They accept, by and large, whatever their licensing board tells them to accept. Whatever the pharmaceutical minions, cheerleaders visit their offices to say, prescribe more of this, doctor. And whatever the CDC says you must inject into children. Just do it and shut up. Dr. Sears doesn't shut up, and he doesn't just do it. Now he's on probation. Probation. Because he acquiesced to accept, I don't know, some level of guilt so he can continue on with his license, not have to go to court, not all these other things. Could have been worse. This guy is not guilty of doing anything but better medicine than average. And average is pretty damn dangerous. It would be better if he didn't ever vaccinate another human being, especially children. But I'll leave that aside, and I will... You know what? On Friday's show, we had an incredible, incredible interview in the second hour. Celia Farber, my good friend, journalist extraordinaire, investigative journalist, along with Brandon Straka, who we just met. Brandon started what's known as the hashtag walkaway. Hashtag walkaway. In California, you need this more than ever and anywhere. Hashtag walkaway. Liberals, Democrats need to walk away from the Democratic Socialist, pharmaceutically conflicted party that is destroying the health of children and eventually wanting to mandate adults to receive vaccinations that have no liability. Companies that make them no liability should it injure or kill you. Walk away. But Dr. Bob Sears, I say hashtag walk away from your license. And all good doctors of good conscience, walk away. Hashtag walk away. I'm expanding the hashtag walk away from Democrats. Also now, hashtag walk away from modern medical licenses that prohibit you from taking care of the people that come to see you, the children that are coming to see you as pediatricians, because the licensing board says, oh, no, you can't listen to parents and then act on that information. That's not good enough. Well, what is? How many children have to become autistic until it's good enough to listen to the parents that said, you know what, we had a bad reaction to the last round. How many? You don't give a flip. You dunderheaded. You know, I want to say really bad words right now. I'm holding back because the FCC would not be happy with me since we are on radio. But dagnabbit, doctors, hashtag walk away. Regain your freedom, restore your freedom, and start doing non-drug approaches to healing. You could still be a medical doctor, but just don't practice under the license. You're still an MD, but somehow step outside of the medical pharmaceutical box. Please, for the sake of your soul, let me just say that. And Dr. Bob Sears is a good guy. I'm not chastising. I think he's doing the best within his confines of that lie. He wanted to hold on to it for whatever reason. But I'm telling you, the docs that have walked away from it, they can breathe again. Now, granted, you know, if you're just out of med school and you're $500,000 in debt, that's a tough one. I get it. I know. But they get you, and they are designing it this way, flex the report all the way forward to today. To manage you, you become a medical minion, a slave to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And Dr. Sears stood up and said, I'm going to protect my patients, the kids, grant the exemptions. And Dr. Dickie Pan said, oh, no, we're not going to go against the doctors that issue exemptions. They have the authority to do it. Oh, yeah? You lying zit. That's what we're dealing with, folks. Hashtag walk away from your license. I have co-opted it. Yes, I'm sorry, Brandon, to expand it this way. Go back and listen and see what I'm talking about. At a certain point, you've just got to walk away from the atrocities. The Holocaust that is the vaccine industrial complex. Super Donna, you think I'm going to get in trouble with the hashtag walk away crowd now, probably. But I got to do it.
I don't know. Walk away. I mean, those are two words that are in the English language. I think we can share them, maybe. Might be nice.
Yeah.
But listen, I just want to say about the Bob Sears thing. I remember seeing a couple of years ago when SB 277 went through.
Mm-hmm.
The Bob Sears was already in the crosshairs. So this is not a thing where they just kind of like, you know, suddenly stumbled upon Bob Sears. He's been scrutinized ever since then because they were saying, well, there's this loophole in SB 277 that you can get a letter from a doctor, and that's going to make it so that, you know, people like Bob Sears, and I'm saying specifically people like ORAC, were jumping up and down about Bob Sears when SB 277 went out. So.
Right. Yeah. Folks, you get a license at your own peril. I know. It's like, well, we want to be elevated, exalted in status and stature. And I'm talking to you, doctors of chiropractic, too. Licensure? Really? You wanted to be like the MDTs? Really? And licensure, bring back freedom and allow for private policing, which would be more effective and efficient because the policing licensing boards do protect doctors from those that they harm more than the people who are harmed.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I got many friends around the world. I do. I've been around many places on planet Earth, and not everybody becomes my brother. But this guy, he's my brother. And we're going to be doing some cannabis, CBD, hemp updates this hour. There's some really exciting news. Hemp Farming Act. We're going to see how mainstream this concept of bringing cannabis or hemp back into America and allowing it to flourish for all of the right reasons, all of the good reasons. What's going to be happening? We don't know, because Stuart Tompkins is with us, and it's always awesome. My brother, Stuart, welcome back, my friend.
Robert, how are you?
How are you? You know what? You are my brother. You wake up early on a Sunday morning in probably sunny, beautiful Southern California, and you're with me live on the air. This is amazing.
It's so much fun to do this with you. It's been such a pleasure. I've had the honor of being a guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show for almost since I started my career in the industry with Dr. Ingram almost 20 years ago. So it's so much fun to do this with you, to walk through the hemp CBD evolution. Can you believe 4 years later, after you started talking about it on the radio, You were right. We're right. It's the biggest breakthrough in natural helping medicine we've had ever.
Yeah, I've got an interview from the 10th Amendment Center. They asked me some questions about it. It's going to probably a new article coming out this coming week. And I talked about hemp is the ultimate in terms of equalizer or even disruptor in terms of the existing power structure, how they try to prevent this from happening. The federal government is still claiming it's Schedule One, even though there may be some changes very soon. But the states and the people have said, you know, that doesn't play. That's not right. We're going to nullify you. And I think this hemp is really restoring real liberty to the people like no other plant has ever before.
I could not have said that better myself. It really looks like we have a unifying concept. And also we have an opportunity to challenge our preconceived confirmational biases. For example, I just read a paper in Sweden the most restrictive drug culture in the world because they're still working off of their history of the temperance movement. Mm. And in this paper, Robert, it suggested that this plant represented both a dangerous drug and an alternative to dangerous drugs. And it was a recreational drug that was an alternative to dangerous recreational drugs. That it was an alternative to dangerous medications because it was safe, relatively speaking. So it could be all of the above. So finally, with the decaffeinated agricultural hemp conversation, which is not marijuana, mm-hmm. we have the unifying subject, the compounds that help people stay healthy and balanced and relaxed. Not saying that there isn't benefit with THC, but it's sure. so controversial. We have the unifying hemp CBD message. I'm so thrilled to be part of history with you.
By the way, Stuart, this time last week I was kind of debriefing myself on the air about my lecture. I did another CBD hemp lecture, and I expect it's midsummer here, hot and sticky, and like, who's going to come out and do another lecture? Because it was the second one at the same place. I thought 10 people might come. I'm like, whoa, what's that? 40 people were at this event, and most everybody was in the seat 20 minutes before it started. That also doesn't happen. I'm like, normally you're at, you know, starting time. Can we wait a few more minutes, make sure everybody... I'm like, these people can't wait for me to start speaking about this. And I mentioned black, white, old, young, rich, poor. I mean, the diversity in that audience, all wanting to know about this hemp plant, the CBD, and what it could do for them. It is the great equalizer. It's bringing people from the political left and the right together like nothing else. And I'm just, like, excited because... what it did for my wife, what it's doing for my wife still, is miraculous. Nothing short of miraculous because she's alive today because of what you introduced me to all those years ago.
And it also represents a unification of best understanding of best practices, best tool in the toolkit. That's a thing that you and I have been talking about for years, right? The hyperbolic response, everything in a pharmacy is bad, everything in a health food store is good, wrong, wrong, wrong. Chemistry has its place. Here we found out with pharmaceutically approved cannabidiol, CBD, here is the fact. It was not and is not a synthetic drug. What do I mean? The drug just approved by the FDA, the CBD drug, is natural, organic, and not synthetic. That is because they could not improve on Mother Nature. So this is the compromise between here's the drug approval process and here's a natural compound. So what is the difference? That's one of the things I couldn't wait to talk to you about today. What is the difference for our listeners between the recently approved FDA Epidiolex CBD drug and plus CBD oil? Don't you think there's still a tremendous amount of misunderstanding and mystery? People think it's all the same thing, don't they?
They do, and I've tried my level best to kind of differentiate. So when we come back from this break, Stuart Tomp, my good buddy from CV Sciences, is going to break it down. What is this Epidiolex drug that FDA just approved to form the CBD? What does it come from, and how does it differ from that which you can get in the health food stores? Our friends at PlusCBDOil.com, check it out. If you can't get it locally, go to their website, enter the code RSB15, get 15% off right now. In the meantime, a lot of healing. We've got a lot more discussion to go on the break, too. Those of you watching on YouTube, go to RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go. We got some plus CBD oil. Looking at it on YouTube. This is the stuff, and we get it from industrial hemp, and it's amazing how clean this is. I've been utilizing it myself. In fact, I just took a couple of squirts of my plus CBD oil, my peppermint flavor. That's my favorite. I use the topical stuff here. I use both the extra strength, which is the gold label, and I've used the red raw label as well. And you have so many opportunities now to plug into a plant that has been suppressed for darn near 70 years. We can't get enough. We can't learn enough fast enough. That's why we have Stuart Tonk from CD Sciences. He's got the mind that just doesn't shut down. That's why he has to take the CBD. But he's absorbing a lot of this information and then helping us to understand what is going on, Stuart. So you mentioned Epidiolex. This is big news all over. In fact, I was interviewed on a major news program this past week as well on the approval of by FDA of this. What is this going on? And I tried to relate to the best of my ability the similarity, and maybe you can help us understand the distinct differences, if there are any, from the CBD we're getting from hemp in the health food store.
I think it's very important that we truly understand the difference between the product that was just approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of this resistant, rare form of epilepsy. Resistant in the sense that the patients stop seeing benefit with polypharmacy. They give these kids, in many cases their children, multiple drugs, three, four, five different drugs, and they no longer get seizure reduction. They add a super ultra-concentrated natural CBD oil on top of the standard of care, and that is unique and different than what you and I have been teaching people and talking about for 4 years. Why is that different? Because that natural product was approved to treat, cure, or mitigate, ameliorate a disease and a disease symptom, making it different than, say, the naturally occurring cannabinoids found in agricultural hemp. The best analogy we have today, Robert, have you seen the television commercials? I know you don't watch much television, but have you seen the commercials for Vascepa, the super concentrated 99% EPA, FDA-approved drug? Have you seen the commercials on TV?
No, Vascepa? No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, it's 99% EPA, and it is a pure EPA product. And it says, if fish oil doesn't work in lowering your triglycerides, you might want to try prescription-grade Vascepa.
Hmm.
What's the difference between Vascepa and Nordic Naturals and eating a fish or reducing your omega-6 intake? They are all ways to balance your omega-3, 6 levels. When it comes to your endocannabinoid system, we have now FDA-approved 99% pure EPA, CBD as a drug, and think of it like an analog to the EPA product. Are you following my logic, Robert? That is different than what we've been selling. What we sell is a hemp extract that happens to have a little bit of CBD and then 1,500 other naturally occurring compounds.
Well, we talk about a whole plant scenario versus an isolate. Even if it's not a synthetic analog, from what I understand, the Epidiolex is not a synthetic analog. It actually is CBD from hemp.
It is. So what we're talking about is 100 milligrams of CBD per milliliter approved for treatment-resistant epilepsy. So please, don't misunderstand my position on freedom. But as a company, as one of the leaders in the CBD hemp space, this is our position. If you're listening to this and your child is struggling with treatment-resistant epilepsy, we now have an FDA-approved CBD drug. We now also have products available in health food stores, but they're not indicated for that application. So if you specifically want to use it for Dravet syndrome, you want to get the Epidiolex. If you're interested in staying healthy, balancing your endocannabinoid system, lifting your mood, reducing inflammation and depression, the plus CBD oil products, those may be for you. That's the difference that we need to communicate, and we have to communicate it in that way.
Well, this sort of answers the question my wife asked on the break about CBD products. If now that it's a drug, right, let's say you get prescribed, your kid gets prescribed for it, and you're using the health food store version, which is kind of a whole plant scenario, but they both have CBD. CPS has been attacking families and children for a lot less than that, but the reality is they won't be able to differentiate in terms of blood tests or however they would analyze, hey, is there CBD present in this kid? Because both of them contain CBD.
Well, the only way you would really be able to tell would be with the blood test, because the Epidiolex product has virtually no measurable levels of THC or any other cannabinoid, because it's 99% CBD, the way that EPA pharmaceutical Vascepa is free of BHA or any other cofactors. So
just
if
EPA.
You did do a deep dive on the blood, you would see one patient was taking the pharmaceutical drug versus the over-the-counter one. But it does create this opportunity for us to say, hey, this is our right. This is the people's medicine. Sure, I'm glad that there's an FDA-approved drug. We also could grow it ourselves or use products like Plus CBD Oil. That is your choice.
Well, and remember in the health food store, if it's a dietary supplement, it can't make a claim to treat disease of any kind, mitigate, cure, prevent, all of that. So you have a communications difference. They have an approval. And, of course, the physicians, interestingly enough, are going to start using the Epidiolex off-label. And we're going to hear a lot more. Thankfully, there are a lot lower levels of intensity and side effects in general with CBD. But they did acknowledge some in the release of this new drug.
Yes, they did, because the dose needed to get the added benefit is between 10 and 50 milligrams of CBD per kilogram of body weight of the patient. So, yes, there were marked elevated liver enzymes that we are not seeing with the over-the-counter products. However, the over-the-counter products are not being consumed at those doses. And I am so excited that people are interested enough today in the details, Robert, that they can tune into a show like this and put that all together. And yes, if your child had treatment-resistant epilepsy, Epidiolex might be great. If you're dealing with anxiety, stress, or depression, that may be the wrong tool in the toolkit to solve your problem. That's the message.
Right. So let me ask you about what you know of this hemp farming bill. I think there's controversy in any bill coming out of the federal government, but Mitch McConnell has been actually quite a stalwart champion for doing some good things here. Is there anything we need to know about this bill? I know it's still pending in Congress. Anything we need to alert our Congress critters about?
Everyone needs to keep following hempsupporter.com, hempsupporter.com. Every and any alert will pop up through there. There is the possibility, as I understand it, that the what's considered the Grassley language, where he's trying to remove the extracts and cannabinoid language from this particular bill, that cannot happen. And so if you follow hempsupporter.com, any action that is necessary will come through that. So you've got to sign up to hempsupporter.com and follow it daily at this point, daily.
Absolutely got to do that. And we follow on with it. Anytime there's an update, we'll let our listeners know. You can count on that. Whether I can get Stuart on or Josh or even Jonathan Miller from the Hemp Roundtable, the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, we are on top of it, folks. This is very, very important stuff. Now, as I've said before, and Stuart, you intimated as well, until we can grow hemp in our own backyards, we're not truly free. And this has got to be part of, I don't know if it's going to be included in the hemp bill, in the Farm Act, so to speak, when they're talking hemp and CBD, or just hemp in general. But that, for me, is, I'm not going to stop until that happens, where you stop criminalizing farmers and gardeners growing this plant that they can use for their own purposes at home, including food.
Yes, and that's me speaking personally as a citizen, as I appear on this show, and not as the vice president of CD Sciences, because the law currently is that universities and research, and there's going to be all kinds of controls on who can get access to this stuff.
Yeah.
Myself, personally, I echo exactly with what Robert just said. I won't stop. We can't stop until every single person has the opportunity, if they choose to have access to this plant. This is the people's medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning. We are winning. We've never won so much. The idea that there'd be some kind of a reason, any reason, why we should keep this stuff from the people is beyond me. However, it might be several years until we're fully licensed, if you will, to be able to do that in terms of the government, Robert. Don't you think it's still a while ways away?
It is, although they're teetering with, like Canada just did, to violate the treaty against drug narcotics trafficking. And we were laughing at that because Putin in Russia was mad at Canada. I don't know if he was really mad, but granted, what I've said over the years, and we've had attorneys like Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable acknowledge that, yeah, there are treaties that are actually blocking the federal government from descheduling. They could, but they'd be in violation, and that means you're going to have to go in and say... Go ahead, Stuart.
That's the thing that most people have no idea. The treaties, the single narcotic convention treaty that we signed, and then the treaty about transporting the stuff globally, we really have to get together as a planet and say this is the people's medicine. Clearly, this is America's medicine, but this is the people's medicine.
Now, one of the slides I presented, and I want to thank you for that, Stuart, it was a peer-reviewed article about gene specificity. In other words, how we interact with the plant and the ingredients or the contents of the plant, including CBD. And it's different for everyone. And it was such an important part of the presentation because normally when you do a CBD lecture, everyone's, how much do I need to take for X, Y, and Z? I'm like, nobody knows. Nobody knows. We are 70 years behind clinically on this, and we're gathering information. We're talking amongst ourselves. But it was such an important slide to present to the people to say, listen, it's not just me saying I don't know, because it's more than that. There is specificity about this. We all interact differently with it. Some people can do very well on THC. Some people do horrible with it. Some people need a little of this, a little of that. You know, so all of those things made a big difference. By the end of the lecture, almost, I think maybe one person still asked, how much do I take? Normally, it's everybody.
Well, that slide is so important, and let's make sure to, I'll say it slowly so everyone hears what I'm saying. The pharmacogenetics. How do you, as a human, respond to the cannabinoids, to the hemp? It's similar to how you respond to saturated fat. So you don't know until you test your SNPs, your single nucleotide polymorphisms. You have to do gene testing. And so there are individual reasons, genetic reasons, why some people may test positive and some people may not.
Yeah.
The paper says the benefit and side effects are because of the genes.
Well, and I'm not saying everybody needs to get expensive gene tests, but the point is experiment, test it, and no. You have a great procedure to titrate up slowly and find out what's right for you. So with that, Stuart, I'm going to ask you to stick around for the next segment all the way to the top of the hour. We'll talk about brain and neurological health as it relates to Alzheimer's, another fat along with CBD, the plus factor, next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
World to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My mantra here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, besides the power to heal is yours, is eat more fat. Stop it with the fat phobia. Stop it with the fat fear. And more research keep going. Yep, you're right. Robert, you're right. And it's not just me. I mean, I learned a lot of this, again, from my buddy Stuart Tomp, who's here with me from CV Sciences. Before that, he was doing amazing things with essential fatty acid investigation in science with our friends at Nordic Naturals and more, working with some of the top researchers around the world on fats. Now we have another validation that saturated fat is not evil. It's not bad. Of course, we're talking about healthy forms, non-toxic, doesn't carry heavy metals and pesticides, but things like even coconut oil. How vital it is for preventing, reversing, even maybe treating Alzheimer's patients. They're talking about specifically the interaction with amyloid B-induced toxicity and the lauric acid contents. Because they're saying, you know, if you're doing MCT, medium terrain triglyceride forms of coconut oil, you might not have the lauric acid, they say, is also important. So I want to throw this over to you, my fat-headed friend. That's a compliment, Stuart. And put the big picture out here, how this fits in with what we now are learning about CBD and THC, how this coconut oil concept or the EFAs, you talk about EFA, EPA, DHA, all of that.
Well, it is a big fat story, and like anything else, the more you dive down the rabbit hole, the more complicated it is. We know for sure that the brain is a supercomputer that is made out of fat. And that the endocannabinoid system has a very important role in neurodegenerative disorders. The most widely distributed receptor in the human brain is called the cannabinoid receptor 1. Now, it stands to reason if you're really deficient in healthy dietary fat intake. Now, let's define that in a second. If you're deficient in what you require in terms of dietary fatty acid intake, would that somehow affect the brain function? Well, that has been postulated, as you know, with omega-3-6 balance or the trans fatty acid saturated fat debate we've had for years and years and years. When you mention the pharmacogenetics of the cannabinoids, we've got to add that into the big fat story as well. For example, APO4E negative, the gene that codes for an intolerance to saturated fat, My wife has that. Mm-hmm. She was full paleo. Paleo didn't work for her. So we're not saying that we're not really getting onto something, that these animal fats truly have a role in human health. But some people might not be able to tolerate them. So I really like looking at this cannabinoid fat connection. For sure, Robert, the highly unsaturated fatty acids, EPA and DHA, preformed and long chain, those are probably mandatory. But coconut fat for most people, as long as they're not APOE4E negative, mm-hmm. might be fantastic, or APOE4E rather, might be fantastic for their mental health.
Well, the bioindividuality is so important here. And I say eat more fat. I think most everybody's going to benefit, but the kind is going to be different for each of us. Now, quality, always. There's no compromising on the quality. But the form, like you said, there are people that tolerate better the saturated than don't. And that's an important part of the distinction here. Now, we talk about the lauric acid and coconut oil benefit in Alzheimer's. How does this fit in with what we're learning about the neuroprotective, neuroregenerative aspect of CBD and or maybe even THC?
Well, I think it's all with the ECS cannabinoid interaction. I mean, let's face it. This receptor, the CB1 receptor, is widely distributed in different regions of the brain, like the cerebellum, the cortex, the hippocampus, the basal ganglia. The hippocampus is associated with learning and memory. Now, these areas are often affected in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. And so when we start to see how the body's natural endocannabinoids and plant-sourced phytocannabinoids activate the exact same receptors that may also help to reduce the onset of these neurological events. For example, one of the most famous cannabinoids, THC, has been shown to improve behavioral issues, deteriorating sleep patterns and appetite in Alzheimer's disease patients. How does it do that? The interaction of this endocannabinoid system and these receptors in the brain mitigating this neurodegenerative process, which can offer this really effective neuroprotective healthy option to treat Alzheimer's.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. CBD is in every one of my protocols now. And I can't find a reason not to. Again, it's a matter of what is the right amount for you. Obviously, we want to make sure it's clean as we get it from our friends at PlusCBDOil.com, CB Sciences, and Stuart. You are amazing for getting up early today or just breaking cycle from all the fun weekend stuff you're doing. So thank you for being here. All right, Stuart, remember this. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.